Hey, morning, Gary. 8 days ago, we saw a performance at QPR that left you, amongst other people, a bit worried, a bit of fear in it. Today, they came out with no fear. How's that happened?
No, I addressed that straight after the game with the players, and then when they came back in this week, I thought very much that we'd get the response that we want today. I knew very well that the players were going to show the commitment and fight at the very minimum. So, of course, we knew we were playing against an exceptional team that's been on the best run in the country, 23 unbeaten. But no, I could sense it in the week. I think, like I said to you in the presser just before this game, that I could tell that we treated that like a blip, a hiccup, and it didn't detract from all the work that we've been doing before. So today was the icing on the cake from what we've been doing. As I said all along, when we're at our fighting best and we're putting our heart and soul into it, which this club demands, it's the essence of the club, isn't it? That's what the fans want to see. They want to see, number one, is commitment and fight. And then on top of that, they want to see some quality. And we had that today. And we thoroughly deserved that win. The key point was, and I said to the players, the last thing we talked about was making sure that we finish it on our terms. We had an opportunity last week to do that. We didn't do it. So the response needed to be there. And it was. And I didn't have any doubt in that. And it's not just saying it afterwards. It's how I felt before, all during the week. And what I felt that was going to come in the game, and then we got that, and that's been down to not just today, but to a lot of hard work from everyone at the club.
It would be easy to have taken the view this week of how do we stop them, how do we make sure we get a point, but clearly there were plans in place to be positive and create the opportunities you did.
Yeah, we knew we were going to have to defend, and we knew that there's going to be opportunities to attack, and you've seen that in all our games, and picking the right time to attack, doing the right thing when you're defending, and doing it with the level of commitment that you need, and we've tried to raise that standard of all those things since we've come in, and I think you've seen that in pretty much all the games, and today was another example of that, is to take that fear out of it and meet it head on, and we did that exceptionally well today, and we were front foot, we were aggressive, we created good situations, we took the goals when we needed them, they got one back, and then we responded really well again and got the third, and that sealed it. So a big credit to the players. They've worked extremely hard since we've come in here. A big credit to the staff and to our fans. The fans have been right with it, and you've seen it all the way along. We've been all together, and that's the key to the success that we've had.
I mean, you've had a taste of almost a quarter of a season of this club. Does this buoy you about next season? Does this now, you got a chance to enjoy this result, but now kick on and plan ahead?
Yeah, look, it's mission accomplished in terms of what we come in to do, and to do it on that, on our terms, which is, you've got aspirations when you come in here, I think, but that's the mentality, and I wanted to finish on our terms, and we've done that, and we've done that really well. So, but going forward, the key on going forward is that there needs to be change. Three times in the last 5 years, a club of this size, you see many big clubs in this league, and Birmingham's a big club, but it doesn't give you the right to have anything in this league unless you put the work there, and everything needs to change. The mistakes that have been made, everyone needs to learn from them, and I'll be very honest with you, I'll be relentless with it, and whoever's not on board with that won't be here, and the ones that will be on board with that will be here, and it has to be that way. We have to raise the mentality of the club, and that goes for everyone at the club, and the standard of everything that we do, and it's my job, and from my side of it, to set that standard, and as I said, I'll be relentless with it. So whoever's ready for that will be ready, whoever's not, they won't be here.
But finally from me, you want to be part of that change?
For sure, 100%. I said it all at the start. I got asked the question in a few press conferences. I got asked again on Thursday. The only reason why I didn't want to answer it straightforward is because I don't want it to be about me. Do you know what I mean? In this situation now, I don't want the headlines to be about me. And it has to be about the team and what we're doing right now. And now that's accomplished, of course, my whole intention, I wouldn't have signed a contract how I signed it if I didn't think I was going to be here. So, I'm looking forward to taking this club forward, and we have to understand, today's accomplished and we've all got through the situation. It's not now we go for the playoffs and now we're going to win the league and all this sort of stuff. No, we have to set the expectations right. The key, the next step is to make sure that the club isn't in this situation again, that it's not facing relegation battles, and that's the next step. So we're going to put that into place and work, as I said, relentless with it, and then make sure that we're not facing situations like today.